We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. We are beginning 11 lines from the top, beginning of the line, Gufa. We just learned Gufa, Shochat Boshnaim, if someone shechted a behema, two simonim, a rev shnaim, Vadayini Mefarcheses. And we're talking about a behema Temeya here, where you can't eat it with the Shrita, but the halach is that it has, if you do it for a goy, and you machshav it for oichel, has din oichel. But here, the question is, what about Eivir Menachai? After Shechita, does it have a din Eivir Menachai? That's posh when you shech the behemoth to Haira, there's no Eivir Menachai, because there, it's kosher for Yisrael. And a goy will be mutter also, because there's nothing that is mutter to Yisrael, and a Yerchavim is Aser. If it's mutter to Yisrael, it's mutter to a goy also. But here, we're talking about a Shechita that's on a behemoth to Meir. And therefore, the question is there an Issa Eivir Menachai on these limbs or not? So we had a machlokes Rav Yechon and Chizkiya. Gufo, Shachar Shnayim Rav Shnayim, Medayin Mefarcheses, Chizkiya Amar Einu Levarim. He says there's no Eivir Menachai anymore. The Shechita works for that at least. Rav Yechon Amar, yes, no Levarim, there is a problem of Eivir Menachai because it's not dead yet. It's not dead yet. According to Chizkiya, it sounds like it's dead. If you're Rav Yechon, it's not dead. And like we explained, if you're Chizkiya, it's in between. You should pass like Rav Yechonah. Why? Because we have a brisa like Rav Yechonah. Tanur Rav Yishya. Because Rav Yishya has a brisa like Rav Yechonah. Tanur Rav Yishya. Yisrael shachat behemet tmei levechavim. Yisrael that shechted behemet tmei for a goy. Shachat vashnayim and rev shnayim. You shechted two simonim or rev shnayim and farcheses. It's still convulsing. It's metamah tumas oichlim because, like we said, since Yisrael made a shechita for the goy, he's machshvin into oichel. Avaloi tumas levelus. Not metamah tumas levelus. What about eiva menachai? So it says eiva perish meno kiperish menachai. Eiva that comes off it, it's the kiperish menachai. This is like Rav Yechonah that eiva is eiva menachai. Ubasa perish meno kubasa perish menachai. Va'asa v'neinoyach and it's also to v'neinoyach both the eiva perish menachai and basa perish menachai. Only enough community between the two is if it's metamah or not. Because the Gemara later on has a drasha that Eivir Menachai is metame, Mashenkin Bosa Menachai is not metame. Even after it finally dies, once it's chala, it's Eivir Menachai on this Eivir, it'll be Osir forever. Shachot by Echad or Reiv Echad, unless you didn't make good Shechita. You only shechted one simon, or Reiv one simon. Ain't a metame to Mazoichlim. It's not metame to Mazoichlim, because here it's not a good Shechita for Yisrael, so there's no way to make it into Eichel. And Nachra, if you killed it and it still didn't die, also ain't bought tumas or klumas, no tumah of nevelas. Whilst mefarcheses, it's not metama. Just like by shachad roiv echad, it's not metama. Here also, it's not metama. And like Tosfos speaks out, harinami ain't metama tumas oichlim. It's the same. It just uses different lashon because here is derech shchita, here is nechira. It's the same thing really. If you do nechira or you do one shchita one simon, it won't be metama tumas oichlim until it actually dies because there is no shchita whatsoever. That's all when Yisrael makes a shechita. What about when a goy makes a shechita? Va'ovir chavim sheshachat behemah tahira liYisrael umefarcheses. And a goy that makes a shechita behemah tahira liYisrael umefarcheses, and it's still convulsing. Metama tumas oichlim, even though it's still alive a little bit, but since he did a shechita, a good shechita, even though the goy shechita is not a good shechita, but it's but this behemah, it's possible to have shechita. The halacha is metama tumas oichlim. Avaloi tumas davelim, no tumas davelim. Very similar to when a yid checks it. And Eva perish menuk perish menachai, like Rav Yechon and Shita, that Eva is still Eva menachai because not considered dead yet. Basa perish menuk perish menachai, even though it's Tama Tomas Eichlin, but still, since it's not considered an Avela yet, it's not considered dead yet, it still has an Eva menachai. But also, Benoyach, Afil Achashes and Afshah, and it's also Benoyach, even after it finally dies, once it gets a shame, Eva menachai, it's also forever. Shachat bo. Echad or Reiv Echad, only one simon, ain't a metama tumas oichlim, no metama tumas oichlim. Nachrei by tumas oichlim, there's no tumas oichlim whatsoever. Now, what about shachat oivir chavim makam shein oisar satreifa? Let's say, Stam, you have a behemoth tahira that this guy started the shechita, but he didn't make it a treifa yet. Ubay Yisrael, and Yisrael came and finished the shechita. Ubay Yisrael v'gamra, kasheira. This behemoth is mutatit, it's a behemoth tahira. The guy is not allowed to make a shechita, but he just started the shechita. He didn't do anything major. He didn't make it into a treifa. Then Yisrael came and finished off the shechita. It's kosher. Shachat Yisrael, the Yisrael started off. Beim makom she'asa treifa. Saif made it into a treifa. Beim makom she'asa treifa. Either way, if the guy finished off the shechita, it's not a good shechita. Because whoever kills it, the behemah actually takes out the chiyas, that's a shame shechita. And if it's a guy, it's not a good shechita. Shechita also psula. Another halacha. If you want to eat from this behema koyim shteitz nafsha before it dies. It means we'll see in the Gemara later on in a few lines that it's very healthy for someone to eat very fresh basa. So that right after the shechita, before it finally died, completely died, you could take off a piece of basa. After the shechita, take off a kzayis basa, and base the shechita, and makom the shechita. It needs a very strong malicha, a very good washing off. And Rashi explains why, because usually when it's finally dying, it shoots out all the blood. But here, you took it off before it completely died, and therefore there's a lot of dam in it. You have to wait until it dies. Like Rashi says, the first wide line. You can't eat it. So the halacha is, in such a case, if you want to be healthy and eat this piece of meat, cut it off right after the shechita, salt it very well, but wait till the behemah dies, and then you can eat it. Say goy and say yisrael is mutter in this piece, even though you took it off while it's still technically even menachai. But since it was a shechita idei yisrael, so once yisrael makes the shechita, there's no even menachai anymore. And it's only when you have to wait till it dies. Really, it's mamash kosher to eat right now. And since it's kosher to eat right now, so therefore it's mutter to the goy as well. That's the halacha. It's mutter saita goy saita yid. And Messiah later of Idiba Oven, who says the same thing, that it's mutter for the goy to eat it. The Amrav Idiba Oven, Amrav Yitzchak Barashayin, Haroitzi Shiyavri, if someone wants to get healthy, it's very good to eat this basar to get healthy. Chaytach zayis basar on a base shechita. Umacha yaf yaf, nicha yaf yaf. You salt it very well, you wash it very well. Umam tenla, you wait actually enough until it actually dies. And then you can eat it. Is mutter to eat this. So tomorrow, another shayla. So we're establishing now that this din, that by a tamea, a behemoth tamea, and Yisrael shechs it, the halach is, and also the same thing by a tahira and the goy shechs it, the halach is that it makes it into oichel. Because you had a good shechita at least, even though it's, at the end of the day you're not going to eat it, because by the tamea it's obviously behemoth tamea. And by shechita of a guy also, it's not a good shechita. But since you did a ma'aseh shechita, you could be mashved into a oichel gabi tumas oichlin. Not like gabi eating it, gabi tumas oichlin. The question is, do you have to have all dine shechita and this shechita or not? This shechita is really just for show. It just doesn't really do a real shechita. Just to make it into a oichel has a shame oichel gabi tumas oichlin. So does it need all dine shechita or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. Boy Rab Elazar. Shaba, if you had shehiya or darasba, or if you did derisa, means you pushed down too much. Mao, what's the halacha? Is that a good shechita for this din of Tumas Oichlin or not? Amalei hu saba, hochi amar v'yechron, tzricha hechsha shechita k'mei v'tayra. It needs a kosher shechita like a behemah tayra. And I could just say tzricha shechita k'mei v'tayra. Why is it also hechsha? Hechsha l'mai. What's the point of saying the word hechsha? What do you mean by that? Amar v'shmur rav Yitzchak, bedika sakin. Not only does it need a good shechita, you actually have to check the sakin first. Just like the halacha is, every time you do a shechita of a regular shechita, you have to check the sakin. Here also, even though it's not a shechita that you're going to eat from, you still have to do a bedika sakin. So, talk about another shayla. We know the halacha is, tumah blua is not tumah, which means, let's say there's a ring in a stomach of a behemah. The behemah goes into a house where there's a mace. Even though the ring went into the house, the ring will not be tummy. Why not? Because it's balua in a live animal. Now, this animal that you shechted, that's convulsing now, it's going to die. So halacha is metama tumas oichlin, but it's not an avela until it dies. Is this considered a live behema or dead behema? That's the shayla of the Gemara coming up. This behema that you shechted, and it's convulsing now, and it's going to die soon, become an avela. And right now, it already worked to make metama tumas oichlin. So is it considered oichel, and then anything balua in oichel, if there's a ring in a piece of meat that's geshacht, and it's already a piece of food, a piece of steak, and there's a ring inside it, of course it'll come tummy from the house. But here, it's a little bit alive of an animal, because it's not dead yet. So the shayla is, on one hand, it's v'tama tumas oichlin, so it looks like it's oichel already. On the other hand, it's not an avail yet, so it's still alive. So maybe there is a heter of balua. That's the Gemara shayla. Ma'ush tatzel ala balu in shuvas oichel. Amalei metama tumas oichlin umatzelas. So he said back to him, "Is it possible? It's metama tumas oichlin and be matzel? Can't be. It's oichel. So of course it won't help for saving the ring." So Amalei said the other way also. Ain't metama tumas avela for loytatzel? It's not metama tumas avela. It's alive. It's alive still. It's not metavela for loytatzel. Shouldn't save it. So what's the halacha? Amar Abaya. The halacha is Eina matzelis, which means you consider it a oichel. Ala balum shvaseicha, it doesn't help the balum shvaseicha. Why not? The matamatum shvaseicha, matamatum shvaseichlim. But still, it's enough alive that a roiva, someone's mazana with this behema, chayiv. Da'ina matamatum shvaseichlim. So Abai is taking both ends of the string here. On one hand, he's saying that it's considered a oichel, and therefore it doesn't protect the tabas. On the other hand, he's saying that's still alive, and a roiva chayiv. So what's pshat? So Rashi says that the pshat is, because you go on the chumrah, as Rashi says. And Rashi also speaks out that a Yisrael, the Shechel, the Tahira, for sure, it's not matzalos. There it's mutter to eat mamish, the rice. So of course not matzalos. Only question is by a goy, by a tameo, which you can't really eat. Just matam to a zaychel, and what's the halacha? And the Gemara comes out, lechumrah, you consider a eichel, but lechumrah, it's still considered a lot. Tosis is bothered by that. Tosis in Rashi by Yama, it says, but time mushum, he's a different reason. He says, at the end of the Tosis, says, if a kudus perish, mushum lechumrah, but tema, if sveiki, if it's just a sofik, you go lechumrah, my roiva chayiv, why should we chayiv misa for roiva? So obviously it's not a sveika. So Zok Tosis, what's pshat in our Gemara? Different than Rashi, now it's chumrah. So Tosis pshat in the Gemara is, but tema, mushum te kechayiv, he'll call the rev. Etzim, it's a chayiv. But lechayim roiva chayiv. Really, it's a chayiv. It's considered a lot. Therefore, it won't be save on the belua because it's called b'tumatumas oichlem. Avad it's considered a chaya mamish, not a chumra. It's a mamish alive, and therefore haroiva will be chayev misa. That's what comes down the Gemara. And this whole brisa we saw, the brisa before we saw a raya to Rabbi Yechanan that it'll be chayev for evim and a chayev because taka it's considered a chayev. The only thing it has is tumas oichlem. For the rest of the dinim, it's considered a live animal. And therefore, a roiva chayiv. But like a tuma belua, that will say, no, since it's metama tuma zeichlin, so it won't protect the tabas, the ring that's inside it, because it's considered oichel, legabi that. You have one thing considered oichel, and that will be enough to have that the tabas will be tome, and it won't be protected by the meat around it.